This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Come here. What's the story with finding a swingers club that isn't full of nollies? Do you all doll and myself watch this thing on Channel 4 last night? Called Swingers? It was about a sex club in England where a pack of gormies got together and pretended to be interested in having a conversation before getting down to the business. Herself nearly shocked a glass of Albarino out of me hands when she said she wouldn't mind giving it a try. We've been his and hers for 6 years, like. Why wait till now to tell me I can have a bit of strange? Do you know what I mean? Anyway, she's given me the job of finding a swingers club outside of Cork, cause her friend went to one in Holly Hill and ended up looking at her cousin's dude there. So is there any part of Ireland I should avoid for an old bit of swinging? Don't you know any, Blackpool?
My cousin is a complete perv. He has a map of Kinsale tattooed on his back. I said, where would you avoid if you wanted discreet swinging? He said, Galway. I said, why? He said, you can't swing a golf club up there without ending up all over the news. Hashtag Golfgate, in case you're like slow on the uptake, or from Glanmire.
It's getting past remarkable on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, who got a new white Range Rover for back to school. Lily _ this tan ain't fake bitches has a new app on her 3 grand iPhone called Poverty Spotter, where you take a photo of all the kids going into school and the app can tell you if they got their Helly Hansen jacket in Matthews or on sale in TK Maxx. Finally, something useful from technology. Her phone went wild this morning when it detected my best friend Kira _wait_till_I_tell_you. Well, her daughter's jacket was a Holly Hansen instead of a Helly Hansen. She's wearing a knockoff. Saws now, but that's a bit gnarly. And we can't have one rule for the Oiks and another for the officer class in Irish society. I need to ditch Kira, or Posh Cork insiders will snub me as well. How can I make it clear that she's not my best friend forever anymore? Jenny, Douglas Road.
My neighbour's a friendship coach. I said, what's the fastest way to break it off with a friend? She said, sleep with your husband. I said, is that the official advice offered by your profession? She said, profession? My diploma's from the University of Kanturk.
Guten Tag. I just spent a week touring around West Cork. I was hoping to get a toasted special for my lunch because I like foods that comes with coleslaw and 7 hunky-dories. But it was all smashed avocado on sourdough, which is about as inviting as a German comedy festival. What has happened to the toasted special? Jürgen, Berlin und Ballincollig.
My friend owns a restaurant in West Cork. It's called Pricey but Nicey. I said, what have you got against toasted specials? She said, they'd look really awful on Instagram. I said, so do the influencers, but it doesn't stop them. Hashtag worse luck.
Hey, it's Mary Lou here. Sure glad that Big Phil has hogged all the headlines so that law-abiding people like Jerry Bob and myself can continue quarantining our way around West Cork on our honeymoon without one of your freckly locals shouting, "Get back to America, ye filthy Yanks!" Here's my question for you. Despite the fact that y'all are locked up in Ireland and can't visit the sun, and the weather here is what I'd expect from the good Lord on Judgment Day, y'all go around with a goofy smile on your little old faces. If this happened in America, we'd sue the weather guy for wrecking our day. How come y'all are so happy all the time? And don't tell me it's alcohol, because buying a pint is harder than getting a straight answer out of Big Phil. Mary Lou, Dallas, and Duras.
There's just one word for all smiling faces you see this week. Parents. Hashtag back to school. Hashtag make mine a double.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.